Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, some unsurprising news 2 days ago from Caledonia, and that is that John Swinney has been re-elected the First Minister for Scotland. Of course, he's the leader of the Scottish National Party, the largest single party in Holyrood. Now, all five parties represented in Holyrood put forward their party leader for the office of First Minister. Unsurprisingly, Swinney won. Okay, you know, the Liberal Democrats only got a handful of members of the Scottish Parliament. So what was the point of that? I suppose it was solely symbolic. And that's it. The King, he formally appoints John Swinney as First Minister. And there'll be a swearing in at the, well, there was a swearing in on Wednesday at the Court of Session. That's more or less the Supreme Court of Scotland on the Royal Mile, just up the hill from the Scottish Parliament. So that's Swinney's second term. Remember, he took over 2 years ago in the middle of a parliamentary term when Hamza Yousaf resigned as First Minister after only a 12-month in post, Hamza Yousaf also being Scottish National Party. So what an extraordinary comeback for Swinney. Alex Salmond, the man who did so much for the SNP, led it from, was about 1990 to 2000, and helped bring back the Scottish Parliament, he stepped aside as leader of the SNP, or National Convener, as they call it, in 2000, Swinney, seen as the left winger within the party, he became leader of the SNP, led it for 4 years, dismal election results, and resigned as leader, but stayed on as an MSP. You wouldn't have thought that 20 years later, his career would really pick up. He was finance minister for a while and seemed to be the fag end of 19 years in office for the SNP. And over a year ago, it looked like the NSP was going to be defeated by Labour. But he hung on and they've won and they've come back for a record fifth term in a row. So, yeah, it just shows you that the persistence can pay off. Some people would have left politics in 2004 saying, well, that's had my chance as leader. And obviously his second term as leader has been rather more successful than his first. OK, he's only 2 years in. He was led the party for 4 years earlier on. Swinney, there are a lot of problems. You know, Scotland has fallen in the PISA rankings in mathematics and literacy and so forth. The National Health Service has got worse. Unemployment is up. All sorts of things. Now, things that you can blame on Westminster, we don't have enough immigration. Remember, Scotland's fertility rate is the lowest in the UK, so they need immigration more than anywhere else. Now, wonder he's talking about breaking up the United Kingdom, because, of course, that's the only thing he could do. He was to basically take his ball to a different part of the beach, distract from failing promises, from taxing people more, from or ever more people on benefits, and all the working people having to pay for those who refuse to work, so the parasitical class. So he's not really improved life in Scotland. In many ways, he's seriously disimproved it. So although the SNP, yeah, they're quite happy to be in government, is their lowest share of the vote since 2003. They've hung on. I mean, I suppose it's because Labour has blown it and people are not happy with what Labour's done at a Westminster level. Now, so Swinney, he wants his second referendum, try and bring forward legislation. But as the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom affirmed a couple of years ago, another referendum on separation can only go ahead if permission is granted by Westminster. Permission was granted and for the 2004 referendum. We're told that was a settled issue for all time. Scotland voted 55% to stay within the United Kingdom. Now, the separatist argument is, yes, but at that stage, the United Kingdom was within the European Union. Now it isn't. So we have to have a second bite of the cherry. No, you don't. There was a possibility that the UK would leave the European Union at that point. And I know that Scotland is the most remain part of the UK. Voted, was it 60% remain, as opposed to sort of 48% remain overall. So the gap between the United Kingdom average and the Scots result was not huge. He may move ahead with that, tell you can't do it. Would he do it again illegally? But that wouldn't mean that Scotland leaves the United Kingdom. It would just be more dubious. There's the Catalonia example, when the Catalan authorities held it without the permission of Madrid. But, you know, here we are, 9 years on, Catalonia is still very much part of Spain. And that's it. And the Spanish government said, no, absolutely no, no, negative, no way, nah, nada. And they held firm, negative, and it's still within Spain, and the issue has somewhat lost salience. So he might go ahead with that one. his party would be disappointed, didn't he? He's got to throw a bit of red meat to them. Otherwise, play victim. Oh, those evil English for not getting that referendum. And obviously, not addressing the problems that the Scottish National Party has caused. Now, Swinney is an evil person. Scotland's population is going down, partly because he's murdering Scottish people, girls and boys. So he is very cruel and very bloodthirsty. He's a demagogue. And sadly, he's joined in that by most Scots politicians. There are very few who stand for human rights. There was one good Scottish National Party who said, no, mercy, save children. And Swinney is a bigot. He has deprived people of their liberty. He's oppressed people. He's criminalised peaceful protests when people are demonstrating to try and save the vulnerable. So, you know, as crime is skyrocketing, he has the police to harass, you know, innocent old people who've never harmed anybody. So it's staggering, sickening. What can I say? Par for the course. Bullying. Unfortunately, Swinney is fairly popular for the moment. I think that popularity will drop off quite rapidly. We shall see. But he will fail. The United Kingdom remains united. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the PayPal, George Cannon 790.com. Goodbye.